We only bear witness and we testify. There is no God but one God. And his proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation. We're here tonight. Bob Talk Radio Station calling the people back to what is right, what is just, what is fair. Asking them to help us to move the images that call one of some of the greatest problems that the human being ever incurred. So we're here tonight. We'd like to open our talk out with a prayer called our Fatihah. First, we just going to say it in the English language. In the name of Almighty God, most gracious, most merciful, all praise are due to Allah, Lord, cherished Spanner of all the world. Allah is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Be alone, who we worship, and that aid we seek. Allah, please continue always showing us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thou favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who go astray. Amen. We'd like to greet everyone in the best of the greeting of all the greetings in the world. A greeting of peace, of Assalamu Alaikum, simply mean God, peace be to you. We're the Black Talk Radio Station coming out of California under the guise of Hameen Muhammad, who is sponsoring Sister Claire Muhammad's Sim School. We're here tonight to continue to speak on major problem in the world that God pointed out in the Ten Commandments. He said, don't make no image of God. And now we know what that, bringing that law, what it costs. It costs a lot of human suffering, caused a lot of human death. Because when God tells us not to do a thing, and we do it, then we are faced with the consequence of what has been done. So we are here to check in and correct that. If God said don't make no image, that's what he means. He ain't got to tell you, give you all the ins and outs. If you make an image, and we see what they've done, they've made people, put the people against each other because of the image, and the image was put in a particular color and given it a particular look. So those people that don't look like the image that the image was put in, they somehow become inferior. So God, Allah knows that. He knows that. That's why he said, don't do it. And everything that Allah said, don't do, Satan said, I'm going to do it, and because this is going to be a punishment on those who follow me. And the punishment will not only come from the people who have punished us because we don't look like their name, but the people who did the punishment, they can't leave this earth without getting God's judgment. They can't do, if they do another person wrong like they have done us, a whole people, and then their chances to get into the next life is slim and none. So we are to warn all people. You know, we don't want nobody going to ATL here. We want everybody to go where Allah created them to go, and that is to paradise. But God says only the righteous can inherit a coming to paradise. And righteous means that you try to do right. You try to hear and obey. We all going to make mistakes, and none of us is never going to be perfect. But we come here that make a mistake and ask the one who gave us this life for forgiveness. So my name is Brother Abdul Akbar, and Guy Akbar. We are co-host workers here, along with Suja Muhammad and Karan Muhammad from Bangor, Louisiana. We are from Decatur, Georgia. We are here tonight, again, trying to get this sickness and madness out of the world so we can all live together. but it won't be no coming together and be real with each other until this image is gone. Because the effect it has on all people. Some become inferior, some become over superior, some become act that they're better, and then bring the human, they bring a problem to the human family. So this Rock Talk radio station is to come to clean up the mess that Satan had made. It had to be Satan, because God said don't do it. And the only person who's trying to contend with God is Satan. But he has no power. Allah, the creator of this heaven and earth, has all the power. Satan's power is only in suggestion, influence, and making you think that you are not equal with people because of you don't look like their image. And you said stuff that don't make no sense. I used to hear women tell me, take the whole world, but give me Jesus. Give me this Caucasian man and take the whole world. And that's what they have done. They got the whole world. And the only thing some of us, our people got is so-called Jesus. Because they had the real Jesus. We'll be owning everything we see in our neighborhood. So we don't own that. Only thing we own, who is filling the jail up? Who is killing each other? Who is doing all the terrible things to each other? That's what's called the image. That's what it calls. Lies, weak ideas, and wrong thinking. So we didn't let the street talking to the people about one God and how one creator that planted us here on this earth to test us and see which one is worthy of the prize or the reward that he want to give us for being good in this world. Allah said he's gonna pay you for doing right. You're gonna get a reward that you have no idea and you can't even imagine what the creator of this creation has for you, has for anyone else that does right. He don't show us, he's hidden for us, because if he shows us what we gonna get in the next life, we'll become like angels. We become so holy. We become so unnatural. So we will speak to everybody, trust to everybody right. Even when the people don't call for it, we'll be trying to treat them right because we don't want to miss it right. Allah wants us to act natural. He wants to respect everybody. They respect us. And the only way we're going to gain respect as part of the human family is to go in business and take and spend money among ourselves. Then when people seeing us respecting and spending money among ourselves, they're going to know that a creator has intervened in our life and we are trying to obey the one who gave us the life and they gonna right away change. They gonna have to change. When you keep money away from the people who dominate your life, and this is why they dominate your money, they got the money. They got the lawyers. They got the judges. They run the police department. Although you have paid for it, but they run it. And they run it for their safety. They don't care nothing about your safety. So we here tonight trying to get rid of evil and wrong thinking and lies. We pray that Allah will help us. We pray that Allah will bless us with a blessed Ramadan, bless our family, bless our friends, and we hope and pray that Allah will continue to keep mercy on us. And when we get ready to go into our month of Ramadan, and I'm thinking, inshallah, we'll start tonight, start tomorrow. May I start right after Maghrib. So I'm going to bring another one out. We're going to be waiting in the wing. Brother Sujah Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Sujah. As-salamu alaykum. Assalamu alaikum. Suja. Assalamu alaikum. Suja.
Yeah, I was trying to get my phone on. It was on
me. Okay. So it's off now. I can hear you.
Yeah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
You ready? You ready?
Yeah, I got it.
You got it. Go ahead. Assalamu alaikum.
A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I bear witness and testify that there is only one creator, one God. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet, messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. I'd like to give all the believers the greeting of peace of Assalamu alaikum. The brothers and sisters, yes, sir. Brothers and sisters, we're coming into Ramadan. Praise be to Allah. This is our holy month, Ramadan. And so the moon was spotted late yesterday, and it was spotted. And when the moon was spotted at the time that it was spotted, we had to have it. We have it the next day, and so we're gonna start the fast early in the morning. We have what you call suhoor, and the suhoor is a light breakfast. It's a very light breakfast that we eat to begin our fast. That's what the suhoor is about. A light breakfast where we begin our fast. We stayed our attention, and we gonna begin our fast, and inshallah, we gonna deal with let me see what you call it. I'm thinking too fast. The name of that. It's dealing with the natural development. The fast is dealing with what they call fitra. You know, one of the name for it is Dina Fitra, and that's a development and a process that the Quran say that all the living creatures, they go through that. You know, they have a point of development, you know, and when we study and learn that nature, then we continue their point of development, you know, and you know, their beginning, and they develop where they're grown, but we as human beings, we fast basically flower of God, and we at the same time goes through a process. We go through a process, you know, and during the daylight hour, we don't eat, we don't drink, you know, and we start reading 1/30 of the Holy Quran. We read that, and inshallah, if we just, they got it set up where if you read 1/30 every day, you'll read the whole book. You read 1/30 every day, you'll read the whole book. So we use that time and that opportunity, you know, to get with our families, and everything we do, we make sure that it's good, you know. We don't get involved in no cursing, no drinking, no partying. We don't get involved in none of that. You know, this is for our Creator. Past is for our Creator. So we don't get involved in nothing that's wrong. You know, and the fast. The benefit of the fast is cleans you out. It's cleans you out. Also, if you got weight on you, you know, you can lose weight during that month. You can lose weight. You're not fasting just to lose weight, but you can lose weight. You know, if you just eat a certain amount, you don't supposed to eat no large amount of food. You're supposed to eat food. They say that you should eat like a poor person eats. You know, like a person that don't have any food. You know, and if it's a small amount, and you want to lose weight, you can lose weight. You know, just be consistent with it. Be consistent with it. And when you eat, try to eat the best of food. Eat the best of food. You know, every day, make sure that you eat some kind of fruit. You know, and we like to begin our fast with a. You know, maybe with a date, two or three dates, and what we do, we study, we try to learn and study the way of the prophet and what he did, and we copy off of that. You know. Also, it's a time where we do as much dawah as we possibly can, and dawah is inviting. Dawah consists of inviting people to God. You know, having some type of means, a way that you address some of the things that you want to introduce to people that's not familiar with the Quran, not familiar with God, and just want to know something about Muslims, what we do. You know, it's getting into what you do every day. And it's getting into what you all about. you know, and you bring that up in a conversation. You know, if you have a conversation, you talk to somebody, you know, you get opportunities to let them know of what you do, what you're doing this month. You know, and the reason that you're doing it this month. You know, and you find out that people get interested in it. If you're able to present it, you know, alhamdulillah, you know, many people use the Ramadan, use the fasting. That is not fasting the way where we fasting, but they use it for many different things. That's right. They use it for many other things. They use it for other things, you know. And eventually, sometimes they get to the point where they want to fast exactly the way we fast and what we're fasting for. Some of them become Muslims, you know. So praise be to God. Praise be to God. It's an opportunity for them, and it's a real good discipline. Real good discipline. We got so many influences in the society today that'll take you in the wrong direction. That we need to get away from. And Ramadan fasting is the ideal thing that will put you back on the straight path. It's ideal. You know, one of the things that we deal with every day is, for example, what this program is all about, and that's removing all images that they have that portray God, you know. And the name of this program that we own right now is the message of concern, you know. And it's a message that we have developed where we dealing with a concern where the people have established one of God's prophets, they done insulted one of God's prophets, and they are saying that this prophet is the Son of God. And some of them are saying that this prophet of God, and we're talking about Jesus Christ, is God. You got some of them saying that he's Almighty God. You know, big problem. That's a big problem right there. You know, and they also identified this prophet as a Caucasian. They have identified him as a Caucasian. You know, that he's one of the nationalities. You know, and they portray this image. They use it all kinds of different ways. They use this image, and the whole point of this image is to establish deception, and establish inferiority, and establish superiority. Superiority for the one that the image looks like, and inferiority for the ones that don't look like the image. You see, it's not the same nationality of the image, you know. So they use this image and say that this is Jesus Christ, and that he died for your sin. And they claim that they killed him, but here in Islam, God say they killed him not, but God made it appear that they killed him, but they killed him not. You know. So God protect his prophet. You know, Christianity, they teaches that the creator of the heaven and earth went into the Mary, the Holy Mary. You know. And he gave her a baby, and the baby that they was talking about is Jesus, you know, we're familiar with Jesus. We're familiar with Mary. We have Mary and Jesus. Jesus is talked about more in the Holy Quran than our prophet Muhammad, our prophet Moses, our Abraham, you know, or Noah. Jesus is talked about more in our book than any prophet in the book. We as Muslim have high respect for Christ Jesus. And it's an insult to the Muslim and other people that has religion for them to put a lie, you know, on a holy man, on a righteous man of God, you know, and say that this is, that he is the Son of God, or he's God himself, he's God in the flesh, you know, and we as Muslim look at it that as high disrespect. High disrespect for us as religious peoples. You know, and the whole, I wouldn't say the whole, because there's Christians that don't believe in that fabrication. They don't believe in that lie. There's plenty of Christians don't believe in that. They believe the way that we believe, that Jesus is a human being. He was one of the great prophets, righteous prophets of Almighty God, and that Jesus had followers that followed him, and Jesus talked to people the truth. He talked to people who God is. And he talked to people that he worshiped God, and that for them to give, to submit their will to do God's will. You know, that's what Jesus talked to people. Jesus never said no place in the Quran or in the Bible that he was Almighty God, and ask the peoples to worship him. He never taught that. He never said that. It's these peoples that's living today that pushing that type of lie and pushing that type of corruption out in the world, where it's influencing our children, influencing the religious order, many people in the religion, you know, that has different religion is influencing them. And they even is trying in Christianity to make one of the angels as the Savior. They're saying that one of the angels of God became saved. Is one of the saved. And that's an insult to another insult to Muslims and Jews, you know, to say one of God's angels. One of God's angels is became saved that went against God. So, brothers and sisters, you know, I took my time and I tried to give out some information and try to establish the truth, try to bring you the truth. And where there won't be no confusion in it, you know, and just to let you know where we as Muslims stand, and where the Christians stand, and who brought this idea out, or who brought this lie out about God, you know. In their book and our book, God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, is ever present and he's never absent. He don't go nowhere. He don't come from nowhere. He's ever present and he's never absent. That's the creator. And the creator is one that's independent. No vision can capture the creator. No vision. You can't, anything that you say or imagine and say that this is the creator, he's way greater than that. Anything that you can imagine. And our book, the Quran, says that God neither begets nor is he begotten, and there's none like him. So we thank you. We pray that we said something that makes some sense, that you can have another option, you know, that you will take as a warning if you believe in this idea that they have about Christianity and about Jesus, that you can, if it's the will of God, take another look at it. We came to you in peace. We're going to leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum. We turn it back over to Agba. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
And some make sure would be. I said, I'm going to go. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum. We're back on now. May Allah bless us as we get back on and don't act up. We got another speaker who would like to speak. Brother Rocky, you there? Rocky. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me now? Oh, boy. It's not big deal. Can you hear me now? Assalamu alaikum. I'm on. Can you hear me now? Assalamualaikum. Can you hear me now? Assalamualaikum. See, Doc, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Assalamualaikum.
You just unmuted me.
Okay. Assalamualaikum.
It just said unmuted.
Okay. Did you hear me at first?
I hear you all the time. Every time you said Assalamualaikum, I heard you.
Yeah. Yeah, I was trying to bring Rocky.
But it wasn't unmuted.
It wasn't unmuted.
Anytime you unmute me, then you can hear me.
Yes, sir. Okay.
But if you don't unmute me, you know, did you unmute Rafi?
Yeah, Rocky, he's supposed to be on here with me. I don't unmute him. He with me. That's why I said I kept following. Phone messing up. So anyway, we can continue. Name of God, with the name of Allah most gracious. Allah is one of one that is merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment. Again, in which we all serve one God, one creator, and we follow the prophets, all of them, and we follow the seal of the prophets. It's no other than Prophet Muhammad, Imam Abdullah, who is the seal of the prophets. There's no more prophet to come. We're back here again, inshallah, hoping that we can complete this show without any interruption. It's been one of those days when they making things real unable to use. But we're going to keep working and let them keep doing what we're doing, what they're doing. The true believer going with them. Allah said that. So let me see. I got Brother Muhammad Sharif and he got his hand up, so let me bring him in. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Muhammad Sharif.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing?
We're doing great. How about you? Ramadan
Mubarak. Very good. I'll thank you to all of them.
Yes, sir.
You know, I was reading the Quran yesterday and again this morning.
Yes, sir.
The Surah 18, Al-Kahf. Ayat 6.
Okay.
You say, tell me, Radeem. This is Rahman Rahim. Then you would only pretend, bet yourself to death, following after them in grief, if they believe not in this message. Now I went to the footnotes. 2331.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a long footnote. Just give what I got from that is Allah is telling us you would only put saying, spit yourself to death, fighting after them in grief if they believe not in this message. But when you go to the footnotes, they took a speak about the prophet when he went through the people in Mecca, how they were persecuted and all. They're saying that we've been preaching to these people wrong time. And we pretend we make bet to our death and reach them. They don't believe this message. It'll put the footnote.
Oh, heaven.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They ain't gonna believe in the message, huh?
No.
Well, it's so plain that a baby can almost believe in it. So yeah, we gotta make it plain.
Yeah, that's what Allah says in the Quran there. Thou would only put saying spit yourself to death. Fighting after them. In grief, if they believe not in this message. When you get an opportunity to go to the footnotes, yeah, I guess that'll be my comments for this evening.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 18 and 6, and go to the footnotes, huh?
18 and 6, the footnotes, yes.
You got something to say, Brother Suja? Suja, you got something to say? Law White Paw. I'm sure gonna pick it up and read it soon. You might know. Anytime somebody gives me an idea, I always go and read it. So sometimes it's meant for that person, it's meant for the person that heard the idea, and you'll never hear truth or truth too much. Hello, white boy. Suja, you got something to say? Suja. Hello, white boy. Suja.
He may be back on mute, but not me putting him back on mute.
No. And now we say the last thing. Make sure. And now I'm mute. Now it's live. He got to be mute on his phone and not here. It's off mute here.
Mm-hmm.
Two times.
Okay.
You know, that's what when we was out in the street today telling the people about Ramadan and what it means. And we know that people have heard of it, and we were just making familiar with it. But the biggest thing for us to come together is human family. First, we had to come together as people that look alike. And then once we get that established, then we can branch out to people, because if people don't look like us, they got everything. They own everything. Even in our neighborhood. We own nothing. All the businesses, hundreds of thousands of businesses right around us, and we own hardly nothing. But we say we love Jesus. And they done gave us Jesus, and they took the material world, everything that make the world for people work. They got all of that. Because they got the gas station and they own all the convenience stores, drug stores, and they have more influence on the police department, and they have people influence over the judges and other people that we go to, and because they look like that. Sujal, are you there? You got unmuted from your phone. Suja. I got it on. Suja. Well, he won't answer. Well, we go to 8:30. We got 30 more minutes if we want it. Suja. I actually got a man to call me back. And he hasn't called me back yet. And so, I guess he don't want to come on. What's wrong? Well, can't get nobody to send them. I don't know what to do. The station, the cell, or whatever. Well, brother, should read you want to call us out.
All right. Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Rahman Rahim Maliki Yawm Al-Din. Yakana Buddha, Yakana Stain, Edina Serata Mustakin, Serata Ladina Nantu Alehim, Gavia Makdubi Alehim, Waladoli, Aileen.
Amen. Well, inshallah, wish everybody a blessed Ramadan, baby.